And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That will be this one. That will be Alabama. I'm talking about we send this signal for this show like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville. Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, let me tell you who else covers some major ground in this state. That's Southern Immediate Care, one of our newest sponsors. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of medical clinics that is all over North Alabama. They're open 7 days a week. Walk-ins are welcome. You can go there with, you know, pediatrics all the way to geriatrics. It does not matter what age group the patient is. You can do x-rays and immunizations on site. The staff is courteous. The facilities are clean. And I'm telling you, 7 days a week, man, you wake up on a Saturday morning, one of the kids has a fever, what do? Southern Immediate Care. Locations in places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston. Five locations in the Birmingham area. Two newest ones they have are in Chelsea and Hoover. And I want to tell you, and I say this with all sincerity, this is who I use. And I've been using them longer than they've been advertising. We have a relationship. I know the guy that owns this chain of clinics. Amazing folks. And so, Southern Immediate Care is who I use. So if you're looking for medical care and you need a spot to go, just tell them you heard it from Right Side Radio and go to Southern Immediate Care at a location near you. All right, let me jump over here. I see the phones have just been ringing. Is that Jeff from Indiana? Jeffro, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Good, man. What's on your mind? Hey, how about that rocket, huh?
They're carting it off, man. When I was going south a while ago, they had two flatbeds there with two motors on it, and then coming back on the return trip there, they had another truck sitting there with another motor on. I think it got her cleaned off on the bottom anyway.
So they're just, I mean, they're not only not supposed to be doing this right now, they didn't give any true public notice. They're just, it's just like, you're like just kind of thumbing their nose at everybody, and they're just going for it.
Yeah, I guess they can pay the fine, I reckon. I don't know.
Is there going to be a fine? I'm hearing that the Attorney General said that that this is not actually going to wind up being covered by the Monuments Act, which I take issue with that. I think that's a convenient ruling, but there it is. So I don't know, bro. I mean, but I do know this. There was very recently a decision by the Space and Rocket Center's board that they didn't want it. But I'm hearing that another state agency was even thinking about taking it on, and yet here we are seeing it being disassembled. That's amazing.
Yeah, that don't make much sense, and it don't look good. I mean, especially without any plans of what they're going to do, you know, to replace it, basically.
Yeah, and that's the other interesting piece is the legislation that did pass this last session says to either repair or replace it. And so at this point, they're going to have no choice but to do something. So I guess the concern here is who told them to take it apart and where are they taking the pieces? That's what I want to know next.
Yeah. And, you know, on Mike Pence there, I hate to see him doing what he's doing right now. I'm afraid he's going to get pegged as you're going to call him man Mike Cheney.
Yeah. Yeah. He was your governor for a while and was actually a good governor when he was there, wasn't he?
Oh, my gosh. The man is impeccable. He was a great representative, then he became governor, and then I think he was probably one of the best vice presidents we've ever had. And then now, to go from that to he's not the man I've been watching. I don't know what's going on with him.
Well, I mean, I look at it and think, you know, this was an ill-fated run for president. There's no way you can say that he was going to be able to recover from the Trump, you know, I guess when I'm trying to say when Trump went sour on him.
He has the ability to be a very good president. I figured that's what he would be doing. But he doesn't have the charisma.
No.
I mean, he's plain white toast and everything, and that's the way he's always been, but he just, you know, I hate to see him going through this and everything, and he's kind of, I feel like he's kind of let us down, but, you know, because like I say, this is out of for him, actually, because he doesn't badmouth anyone.
Well, we'll see where it goes, but I think what he's realized is he's going to have no choice because the things that are coming out in the indictments have his name on them, so he might as well go ahead and just say what's there, because otherwise someone's going to say it for him, so I think he's trying to get ahead of the message on that. Hey, Jeff, I got another caller holding the line, brother. You be safe on the road, okay?
Thank you, Phil. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you, buddy. Line two, Clarence from Huntsville. Hey, bud, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Man, I got to tell you about that Mike Pence. You got to think a couple things about it now.
All right.
A, number one, he is a rhino, period. B, this stuff that came out today about these secret notes that he was he was taking in his conversations with Trump, how much of that was actually supposed to be a classified briefing?
I don't know that it would have been classified, but I do know this. It's a little odd that it showed up just now. I'm looking at this thinking, well, why didn't you just say something along the way? But now that he's running for president against Trump, the documents are being made public. That's just crazy.
That's exactly right. And it also makes you wonder, did somebody pay him or did somebody have something on him from the beginning because he just out of nowhere started taking notes, secret notes?
Well, I mean, I can look at it and go, okay, like when I meet with a client as a lawyer, I'm taking notes. When I do a deposition, I'm taking notes. I'm sitting here in the studio. I've got a whole scratch pad full of notes sitting next to me so I don't forget what I'm going to say or what was said to me. But I look at it and think, dang, man, when you're vice president, everything you do becomes a public record. And so if you're taking these notes, you're taking them knowing for a fact someone's going to want to read them one day.
That's exactly right. And then on top of that, did you, A, give them away? Because I'm at the part where I just believe that almost every dang politician up there is in the swamp.
Well, there's some good. I mean, Clarence, I'll be honest with you. There's some good ones in Montgomery. There's some good ones in D.C. But what I'm getting tired of is the constant yeah yeah. I wouldn't it be amazing if we just watched people run on their merits? Wouldn't that be a crazy cool thing? But instead, we got to watch the DOJ doing multiple indictments and then all the posturing that goes along with it.
Well, yep, you're right. But here's the thing: you got to have merits that are worthy to run on.
There is
half
that.
Of them, half of them don't have any of them.
There is that. Hey, Clarence, appreciate the call, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, man.
Let me get a few of these text messages over here. We got a great audience. What amazing audience. Let me see if I can find where to start. Some of these text messages, Boomer, like stretch back through the whole show. We went back to back to back. So we came on, I had the monologue, and then we had, 30 minutes? And then all of a sudden it was interview with Kirk Cameron, interview with Congressman Dale Strong, Grand Counsel, and now here we are. It's like go-home time.
Da-da-da-da.
Sound the charge. We need that. Do you have a sound effect for blowing the bugle charge? If you do, if you don't.
I do not.
Brother, we need to find one of them. Who was it that sent that in to us, by the way, when I said I had that follow me rant, and then one of our listeners sent in something that we were like, yeah.
Oh, it was Roughly Ann.
Oh, Roughly Ann?
Yeah, Roughly Ann.
I got to find her text because that was classic. You and I were both like pumping our hands in the air. I'll read a few of these. JT Lacey Springs, kudos to Kirk Cameron for what he does, but more so to whoever turned his head away from the Hollywood mindset. I'd say that was Jesus, so there you go. TL from Huntsville, ruffians ready to take up the baton and make a stand for God, country, family, and freedom. And he says, thank you, Phil, for the show. Thanks to Kirk Cameron for his books and his stand. I love his monument movie, and thanks to all the Right Side Ruffians. I appreciate you, TL. Thanks much. Jeff from Hazel Green says, when you talk with Dale, I guess he was talking about Dale Strong. Oh, no, Dale Jackson. Dale Jackson, Dale Strong. Anyway, when you talk to Dale this afternoon, tell him believe Dan Bongino would wear him out. There's a longstanding feud over there with Dan Bongino and Dale Jackson. Marcus from Huntsville says, if you ask me, it makes perfect sense why they picked Denver for Space Command. Biden was the fifth most qualified person running for office in the last election. Fifth most qualified location, picked by the fifth most qualified candidate. I get it. Trina from Elkmont says, LOL regarding the mental health issue in D.C. Oh, okay. She's talking about whatever that active shooter was. There was a mental health issue. Yes, gotcha. James from Owens Crossroads. He says, yeah, create a mission patch. That was who was it that texted? It was Alan from A-Rabbit, I think it was, texted in and said, we need a Right Side Ruffians patch. Maybe so. I'm feeling it. Brian from Decatur, what do we got here? It says, forgive me if I'm wrong, but all the Republicans talk a good game about what they're doing, but we lost Space Command and we're still funding 87,000 IRS agents. Hang in there, brother. Amy from Rainbow City. So Gadsden's Craig Scott is the new incoming president of the Alabama Libraries. I did not know this. Alabama Library. You know what? As a matter of fact, I did see that. I'd forgotten that. A guy from Gadsden is the Alabama Library Association. Do you think you could invite him to call in as a guest so we can ask him if he'll have Kirk Cameron's books available to all Alabama libraries. Great question from Amy. This is why she won one of our T-shirts recently. Skip from Tony. Phil, great show, another home run. I once heard a preacher say, the devil trips you, then kicks you for falling down. That's the mindset we're up against. Skip from Tony. Terry from Madison, your statesman, hang on, I got it. Your statement, there's what it is, okay, your statement about Satan being sugar-coated, he said, years ago, our church did salvation dramas each Halloween. One year, I played Satan. He said, I'm a woman, always have been, but I have a deep voice. I started from behind a screen and then stepped out wearing a slim-cut red dress, silver high heels. My line was, surprised, Satan isn't always an imp with horns and a pointy tail. Satan is a temptation. Wow. We have an audience, Boomer. I'm just telling you. One more before we go to the break. Brian from Huntsville, Brian S. from Huntsville. Based on how Candace Cameron pronounces it, her married name is roughly pronounced like, I don't know what. Oh, like the raspberry. Okay, I got you. Okay, Brian, thank you very much. Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. Apparently, I'm going to have one dipper left, but I had too many rants, two interviews, a grand council, and daggum, I'm just saying, it's been a full day. We'll see if John from Huntsville gives us a good grade. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I gotta tell you, ZLA Solutions, folks, they've been with us since the beginning of this show, and ZLA Solutions has just been hitting their stride, man. They are doing more and more for businesses all over North Alabama and beyond, big-name businesses. And if you go to their website and check them out, ZLAUSA.com, you'll find all the different things they can help you with to make your business stronger, make it better. One of their bread and butter issues still remains staffing. If you need people, ZLA Solutions. I mean, I know these folks personally. I trust their ability to do it. I watch them do it. ZLA Solutions, they can find you the hard-to-find skill sets. They can get you a whole shift of people if necessary. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say it don't matter. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions. Find them on their website, ZLAUSA.com. And if you talk to them for the first time, tell them, I heard about you on Right Side Radio. By the way, they told me they had a guy pull up and get out, look at their sign, and say, this is that place I keep hearing about on the radio all the time. So anyway, ZLA Solutions. And yeah, tell them you heard about it on Right Side. I am, by the way, I think my favorite tweet of the day, I was just showing Boomer right during the break. There is, and it's making the rounds on social media. Some of y'all may have seen this. There is a growing disdain by people who are trying hard to earn a living for folks who are doing retail theft at epic levels like they could care less. There's a video making the rounds of this guy who I don't know if he's a homeless guy or what, but he's certainly a bum one way or the other. And he's got a trash can and he's in a convenience store and he's walking along loading the trash can, a rolling trash can, loading it with goods. He's taking cigarettes off the shelves. He goes behind the counter, gets what he wants. He tells them, you can't do nothing about it. You can't do nothing about it. Don't try and stop me. You can't do nothing about it. Oh, they did something about it. This is one of those where the guy who owns the place is a Sikh because he's wearing the black turban. And another guy looks like he's of probably Indian or Pakistani descent. I don't know which. But all I know is this. They beat the crap out of him on this video. I showed it to you a minute ago, Boomer. It's just...
I saw it. They just...
With a stick.
With a stick. One held, one hit. They said, nope, not our store.
And there's one place in there where there's wailing on him while the one guy holds him down, the other one's just whomping on him. And at some point, you can see he connects with the guy's shin with this baseball bat sized stick, and that's when the guy just folds like a paper doll.
Oh.
Anyway, more power to him. I say,
don't steal from them.
Any other thoughts on today's show? Kirk Cameron, the Rocket,
Space
Command. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
We're still waiting. We may have a surprise guest for tomorrow, but we don't announce it until we know whether we got it. So
exactly.
But nonetheless, hey, and I will say this too. Text messages, golly, I guess I got to get some more. I love the fact that we have commentary that comes in nonstop. Boomer, how many people do we have? How close are we to 1,000?
We're pretty close. Okay. We're getting there. So about 100 more. So we're close.
All right. So push it on up there, folks. Listen, if you want to text into the show at any given time, 833-687-4448. And I mean this one with all sincerity. There are times when I am sitting here in the middle of a topic and one of y'all says something on a text and my first thought is, golly, that's sharp. I wish I'd thought to say that. And reading out your text messages winds up becoming part of the dialogue of the show. So let me grab a few more of these. Cody from Huntsville. He said, I assumed the Rocket would fall into the History and Monuments bill we passed a few years ago. I did too, Cody. I really did. What I am hearing now is that the AG says that since the Rocket bill was passed in the legislature, that the Rocket bill allowed for a replacement, that it removed it from its protection under the monuments because the law anticipates the possibility of it being gone. I just find that to be a stretch, but that's what I'm hearing is the rough argument being given for why it's not protected. Mike from Athens says, so if over 200 D.C. police showed up instantly for a possible active shooter in the Senate, where were they on January 6th when we had a huge notice? Man's got a point. Scott from Boaz. If we don't have age limits for public servants, we definitely need to have term limits and the cessation of lifetime benefits. I mean, I don't, the benefits question is overblown, I think, Scott. I mean, I look at this and first of all, lifetime benefits, they pay into a retirement plan. Don't think there's a Cadillac plan that they just get because they were there one day. The reality is they have to earn their retirement like a lot of people do. It might be a good plan, but it's still having to be earned. So I don't care if they put into retirement and they get the retirement when they leave. But the question of age, of term limits, shoot, yeah. I'm all in, brother. In fact, I was one of the few down in Montgomery who kept sponsoring term limit bills. Bob from Decatur. My wife made a special trip over. Bob from Decatur took a picture of the Rocket. And he says, my wife made a special trip over there to take some pictures. There's nothing going on. There's nobody working on it. And that's a fresh picture of the Rocket. She said they're building something else over there, and there are some people working on a different project, but nothing close to the Rocket. Okay. All right. Maybe Jeff from Indiana just threw us all a curveball. Jeff from Indiana just getting everything riled up. Hey, Bob from Decatur, I appreciate that, man. And by the way, thank you for making the special trip. That is huge. That's the kind of audience we got, though, is what I'm saying. All right. And then Badger from Athens. I bet some private entity purchased the Rocket. I would love to think somebody's going to purchase it or take care of it or do something. And then Francisco from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, just want to say I'm just over the Republican rhetoric. They need to take notes from the liberals and put their words into action. All right, brother. Stay in the fight, man. All right. What else we got here? Wes from Huntsville. And I don't know what he means. He said, turning somebody both upside down. I don't know what you mean, Wes, but I'm going to figure that you know what you mean. Andrew from Tony. Food for thought. When the Democrats and the media say that it was completely normal for Hunter to call his dad during a dinner meeting, why haven't anyone asked who else was at that dinner that called their dads while at the dinner? Probably nobody, because we all know what was going on. All right, listen, full show, amazing show. Glad to have amazing guests and glad to have an amazing audience. You guys have a great night. We will see you tomorrow at 2. right side ruffians out there,